Good evening. Welcome back into the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCI. It's presented this evening by Jet Physical Therapy as well as Julie Chown Coldwell Banker. My name is Nate Gonner. Happy to have you along for the program as it is now time for the announcement of this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. We continue basically reviewing some of the great performances from the 2015 softball and baseball season, and our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week goes to Amber Krall. She's a soon-to-be senior at Mid Prairie High School, and here's what Amber did during the 2015 softball season as she alternated between first and third base for the Golden Hawks. She led the team in three offensive categories, including home runs with 12, knocking in 71 RBIs, and also led the team with an .891 slugging percentage. Her 71 runs batted in were the third among all softball players in the entire state of Iowa, and she helped the Golden Hawks to a 22-13 overall record. And we do want to welcome in Amber Krall, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Amber, very much appreciate your time. And as you kind of listen back to your stats and probably had a chance to think a lot about the past season, were there any really notable moments that you think are going to stick with you from this past season?
Two things that stick with me. One is on the field and one's off the field. The one that's on the field is at the Iowa City West tournament, and it's where we were playing. Well, I guess I don't really remember who we were playing, but my sister and I, we both hit a home run in the same game, and it's cool to see her succeed, and then it's fun when we can both succeed in the same game, like back-to-back. So that's really fun. And then the other time that sticks with me from this season off the field was we were coming home from an away tournament. And anyone who's seen the movie Pitch Perfect knows what a ripoff is. It's a singing competition. So we split the team up in half, and we had like a singing battle back and forth. So we had team bonding on the bus. And I just think that's really cool that we could do that and just have like team chemistry on the way home from a tournament.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. And you know, you were an RBI machine. I mentioned 71 RBIs from this past season. And I know a huge factor was the two girls that consistently got on base in front of you, and Alex Rath and Lexi Dua. How much did those two getting on base kind of take the pressure off of you?
Them being on base, you knew that you could always count on them being in front of you. I'm pretty sure that both of them had over 500 on-base percentage, which is amazing. If I could have Lexi come back next year and be in front of me in the lineup, I would do it in a heartbeat, because more likely than not, they're both going to be in front of you, which even if I could get a single with their speed, you know that they were going to get in no matter where they were on in the bases. Like, even if Lexi was on first base, you knew she was going to score. So that helped my RBIs a lot, because with their speed, no matter where they were on the bases, they were going to get in. So it helped me, and it helped them in themselves with their stats. So them getting on base and their on-base percentages, it helped me and it helped them. And they're just great athletes all around, and they really helped the team out a lot this year.
Mid Prairie soon-to-be senior Amber Krall, kind enough to join us here on the Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. You're listening to it on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. And Amber, you mentioned your sister Chelsea. I do want to talk about her for a second, as you guys have been playing softball together, I'm sure, for several years now. What was it like have been playing for the last several years with your sister?
It's amazing, because we help each other out a lot. We train together. So it's good to see her succeed, and I know she feels the same way about me succeeding. So it's fun to see her going on to play college softball now, and I'm excited to see what she has going for her in the future. And I love playing by her side, but it's going to be fun to see what she can do in the future.
You mentioned her going and playing softball. I believe it's up at Mount Mercy. What is Mount Mercy University getting in a softball player in your sister?
She's going to be a very good power hitter, and I feel like she is a very strong second baseman. And even if they don't put her at second base, I feel like she could be a utility player. She doesn't have to just be pigeonholed into that one position, and I just feel like she could be a very good asset to their team, and if it's not the first year, it could be with the years to come.
Amber Crawl, a soon-to-be senior at Mid Prairie High School, kind enough to join us this evening as she is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, AM and FM KCII. And Amber, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, they really talk a lot about their core values. And I'm curious as to what some of your core values are and who are some of the people that helped instill those in you.
The people that helped me the most would be my dad. He makes sure that I keep a good head on my shoulders. He makes sure that I know that I need to stay focused and I need to go train, because if you don't put in extra time, you're not going to get to where you want to go. Like, you need to make sure that you keep people in like their right mind during the game. You don't let people get down on themselves and you don't get down on yourself during the game. It's just the game, even when things go wrong.
As far as your coach, Kara Beatty, I know that she is one that wants you to strive for the best in everything that you do. What are some of the life lessons that you've learned from your coach?
Kara, she has so many great things to say during the game. Like, when something goes wrong in the game, she always just has that right thing to say to you. Even if it's when she pulls you aside and it's something like personal that she can say to you, or it's something that she can say to the team. I feel like she can always just come up with something and she can get your head back in the game, and she just has the right things to say at the right time, and it just fixes you and then you can focus back in the game.
I do have a list of fun questions I wanted to go through with you, Amber. Is Amber Crawl, Mid Prairie senior, kind enough to join us here. She is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week. It seems like some athletes have kind of a pregame ritual to get them into the game, or to try to make sure that winning streaks keep going, or hitting streaks keep going. And was wanting to know if you had any pregame rituals that you did before each and every softball game.
I don't really have one before every softball game, but once you get to district play, once you start getting like a winning streak towards district game, you wear the same uniform, the same hair tie, the same headband, the same bow. That's kind of like our team overall, like, stereotypical thing. That's always been our team stereotype. So that's what we do, is like, once we start winning in regionals, even if we make it through state, we won't change our uniform or our bows or anything until we lose.
I know that you're probably involved with more than just softball at Mid Prairie. What other extracurricular activities are you going to be involved in, or have been involved in the past?
I played basketball last year through Mid Prairie, but since I'm going on to play college softball, I'm just going to focus on softball this season. And then I played travel softball for Iowa Premier Fast Pitch. And through school, I do National Honor Society and Silver Cord.
Another impressive Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week. It's Amber Crawl, a senior from Mid Prairie High School. You're listening to this interview on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. And I'm curious, Amber, if you could have lunch with anybody in the world, living or dead, who would it be? And what would be some of the questions that you would ask them during that lunch?
That's a hard one.
I'll give you a couple. You can throw a table together of three or four people if you have a couple in mind.
I think one would probably be Crystal Bustos. Most people aren't going to know who she is. She probably is the best hitter that USA softball team has ever had. I have met her before and I've gone to her camp. I would probably ask her, like, some of her hitting tips, because there's always room for improvement, obviously. And I would probably have Howard Carrier there, because he's the one that helped her get to where she is, and he helps coach with her. So those would probably be the two people that I would go to lunch with.
I don't know where or when exactly senioritis starts for everybody. I think it just happens on a case-by-case basis, you know. But for me, it happened during my summer of my senior year of high school. I have to ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most, how bad is your senioritis as you head into your final year of high school?
I would say it's pretty low. I couldn't really give it a number, but I don't really know where it's at.
So you're excited then for the upcoming school year, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to come, because I'm taking college classes this year. I'm going to Kirkwood to take classes, as well as going to the high school. So I have a lot going on this year for school-wise. So I can't get senioritis too bad because there's a lot to do.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you're hoping to translate this softball success into a chance in college. Have you decided where you're going to go play college ball yet, or are you still undecided in that?
I verbally committed to Minnesota State Mankato.
Very good Division II school, and that should be a lot of fun for Amber Crawl, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. She is a senior at Mid Prairie High School. And final question I do have for you, Amber, what are some of your goals for your final year of high school, both academically and athletically?
Academically, I would like to keep a good GPA, and I would like to finish school as strong as I can, keep it like I have been the last 3 years of my high school. And then athletically, I would like to have strong at bats, keep it clean in the field, and just do the best I can for my team.
She was an all-state, first team all-state and all-conference performer this past season for the Mid-Prairie Golden Hawks, senior Amber Crawl, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Amber, it's been a pleasure to get to know you, and I wish you the best of luck in your senior year at high school.
Thank you.